Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Program, Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today. I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NewScale was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weight training, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive on these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, Bye Honey, Make It a Great Day, TR90, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging. One word with a number four in there, Solutions for Anti-Aging. Today's topic is, this will be a brief one, but here's how to guarantee you're getting a good workout according to fitness experts. And let's see, it's all of, it's about 4 days old. It came out in the New York Post. Just happened to pop across my screen here. And make sure I can scroll it. There we go. Amid the rise of cozy cardio and lazy girl workouts, aspiring exercises are wondering what constitutes a good workout. While many might believe adequate exercise has to involve blood, sweat, and tears, experts say that's not necessarily the case, thank goodness. The idea of a good workout is entirely subjective to all of us, says Christian Irwin, a senior instructor at Barry's, as she told the Post. The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends that adults aged 18 to 64 do at least, come on, say it with me, 150 minutes, well, and up to 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity, or 75 to 150 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity each week. But Irwin clarified that your ideal workout routine depends entirely on your goals, knowing that we all have different objectives and ideas of what strength and fitness means to each of us. So the first step to ensuring you're getting a sufficient workout is to decide, hey, what's your goal? What are your goals? Are you training to run a marathon in under 3 hours? Or do you want to make it up the stairs carrying your groceries without getting out of breath? If you're aiming for the former, run straight for that cardio. But if you're trying to build muscle, simply start with weights. Setting a goal will help you determine what a good workout means to you in the long run, but also on a daily basis. That can mean different things to different people or different things to the same person depending on the day, says Samantha Scupp, founder of HeatWise Hot Yoga Studio. Not every workout needs to leave you out of breath and dripping in sweat. Some days, just moving your body through a simple routine of stretching is enough to help you reach your goals. Experts agree that how often you exercise is more important than how hard the exercise is. Consistency is the key with any workout regimen, so the toughest, most effective workout won't be beneficial to you if you don't want to repeat it and consistently make it a priority. And while keeping up with a set workout regimen can help you stay on track to meet your goals, you need to make it work for you. Listen to what your body is telling you, says personal trainer and author of Own Your Own Wellness, Giving You the Tools to Break Through Your Health Plateaus, Daniela Dayoub. If you're not seeing the results you want, you may want to
He's there, but he's gone silent. I'm not sure quite why.
And I just sent him a thing. I wonder if he just muted himself by accident. I don't know. So, and I just sent him a text letting him know that we just lost him. So hopefully
okay.
That will be helpful.
And whether he can hear us should be interesting, too.
Well, I sent him a text message, so hopefully that will prompt him to hop back on. But I have no other way to get a hold of him because he's on the phone.
I was thinking the same thing, and he's still connected. We just can't hear him.
I bet he muted himself, and I bet he did it by accident. Sometimes that does happen.
If he's using a Bluetooth connection, okay.
Oh, maybe it disconnected.
Yes.
Well, that's a possibility.
Hey, Frank Lomas says he's back.
Oh.
Yes, I don't know what happened. I just disappeared. Yeah, I got disconnected there. Mid-sentence. So, where was I? My Bluetooth dropped off, too. So, let's see. I was saying, if you're not seeing the results you want, you may want to step up your game. But if you're feeling exhausted and sore, sick, or hurt, you should probably tone it down. My advice is twofold. You have to like what you're doing so that you actually do it. And you have to consider if it will help you reach your goal. It's that simple. When you team an actionable goal with a deep personal desire, you create the best motivation for staying true to a sustainable and enduring wellness plan. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we squeeze some kind of movement into our busy lives to live longer, healthier, and happier. Any chance you have to move your body is amazing for both physical and mental benefits. So I missed out on like four sentences before I lost you. And that's it on how to guarantee you're getting a good workout according to fitness experts. And it sounds like the line's already open, so I don't have to do that apparently. Wait, what's this? What's it telling me now? Yeah, it's not. We're unmuted and we're live, so there you go. Don't have to unmute anybody apparently.
Well, we were concerned that we lost you, and we didn't know if your Bluetooth disconnected or...
No. Yeah, I totally dropped. It's funny. It shows me still connected, but my phone disconnect just dropped off for some reason, and I dialed in five or six times and wouldn't reconnect, and finally a miracle happened, and here I am. So, I don't know. The magic of technology or the non-magic of technology, whatever you want to call it.
It just likes to keep us on our toes.
There you go. It's a wild, wild west when I'm doing these over here. All right. Well, look, we won't keep you on any longer. Thanks for joining us. Sorry for the hiccup, but hey, it happens. Just kind of move forward, adapt and carry on. Thanks for joining us. Susan, what's your topic for tomorrow on Wednesday?
That is a good question because I left my book out in the car.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. So it's probably various different facts and things that why it's important to get good supplementation and why we should be eating lots of nutrient-dense foods. So there we are.
Okay. All right. Well, perfect. Come on back tomorrow for Susan, and I'll be back on Thursday. And go out and make it a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next day or two. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, bye.